This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, join Rossi for Colors of Courage to hear the inspiring stories of ethnic, social entrepreneurs supporting their communities here in Otautahi.
Thank you, Silky, for joining me. And I wanted to talk to you today about your business on our podcast, Colors of Courage. So, yes, over to you now. I'd like you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, right. Thank you very much, Hafsa, for this opportunity. So my name is Silky Sharma, and so I came to New Zealand in 2015. I'm from India, and I came here for my business study. I did postgraduate diploma in business, moved to New Zealand with thousands of migrants, having a lot of hopes and dreams in my eyes, and a lot of and a passion to do something different. So that's make me come to New Zealand, started my journey in 2015, completed my study, did a lot of struggle, work in a lot of industries in the beginning. And then finally, the day come when for which I was waiting for whole my life, I got opportunity to start my business. So since then, it's been 3 years now. So since then, I have been very busy with my business, which is Fanfare Events. So that's my life. That's my story in brief.
So tell us about Fanfare Event.
Yes, so Fanfare Event is, I would say, it's not a business, it's a dream. That has been a dream that has been seen in last 30 years, which I have been waiting to start. So I did my business study, and like other migrants, I applied for jobs, a lot of jobs. You know, after when you work here, struggle here, and get all this experience, you know your value. You know, okay, this is what I'm interested in, and I want to do this. But then I applied a lot of jobs and haven't been successful. So then one day I was sitting and I was like, okay, why I need a job? What is the reason I need a job? What is that what I want to accomplish in my life? So then why can't I accomplish it by my own? So this is what I want to do. So why can't I do it by my own? Okay, so this is what I'm interested in. And I really want to apply my all the theoretical concepts into the practical by doing it practically. So this is what I have learned all my life. Now let's apply it practically. So that's laid the foundation. That idea laid the foundation of Fanfare Events. So I was luckily I was associated with a lot of community organization, Indian businesses before too. During my study and struggle, actively was doing some community work. So that leads to foundation of Fanfare Events. Mm. And Fanfare Events is a event industry. It's an event business where we glitter people's special events, be their weddings, birthday parties, their kids' special day. So that's what we do in Fanfare Events. So this is Fanfare Events. That's how it laid the foundation of, I laid the foundation of Fanfare Events.
Oh, lovely, lovely. So you spoke about the fact that you were working in the community and doing some work already. Did that help you when you started off your business, like the connections and the networks?
Yes, absolutely. So I started working with the local radio, Jalsa Fiji Radio, 5 years ago, and I've worked there for 1 year, which was like my volunteer work. So I was like a radio jockey, and The main aim of the program was to make people aware about their community, their festivals. If anybody wants any sport, we connect them to the right person in Indian community. So this is what we were doing on Jalsa Fiji. So that helped me to meet a lot of people, which also inspire me, and it also helped me to make connections in the community, which definitely helped me a lot in my business, and which later helped me also doing a lot of my work, and not only just if I see as a business, but also overall in community. So it also helped me a lot. So so journey start from Jalsa Fiji from being small radio jockey in Jalsa Fiji Radio as a volunteer. But then it leads to, yes, this big idea of starting my business, Fanfare Events. And then it, I would say, yes, that helped a lot in my business, those connections. Because I also believe every person teach you something. It's up to you what you learn from person. Some people learn something, some people, you know, get inspired from other person. So it all depends upon you, how you see people. You meet a lot of people in your daily life also. So I think it is very important that you see everyone as an inspiration. You try to learn something from everyone. So that's what I see. When I meet people, I try to see what they can teach me. So, yeah. So I think that's what I learned in my journey. There are a lot of other people in Indian community as well, other community as well, who have been a lot of women working, who are a role model. So I learned from these people, and yes, that led me keep going in life.
Nice. So do you think you starting your own business gave you some freedom, or is it more hard work than having a job?
I would say both, a bit of both. Mm. It definitely gave me freedom. It definitely gave me what I wanted to do from all these years. And I think what I have achieved now as being a businesswoman, I won't able to achieve that is if I won't be in a job. But definitely, yes, it take a lot of hard work. I have to work 24/7, I would say, sometimes. There is no break. There is no, sometimes I work for hours and hours and without any break. But it is very important if you, anybody like me, if they are happy, they really want to do something like this, they are enjoying it, then yes, go for it. And I am loving it, though sometimes I feel, okay, I have made a face value. Okay, I should sell my business now. but then I know this is who I am actually by doing this. It's not just it's a career, but it's like it makes me a recognition who am I, what I really love to do, what I was trying to find in all my life. So it's hard work, but yes, it gave me freedom. I can decide my own days off. but apart from that, I don't get any weekends off. Hardly I get any Saturday off. But along with that, yes, I love it and I enjoy it. So it keeps me going. Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, we talked a little bit about the community being a big part of your business and how you interacted with them. So how does your community interaction happen now as well? Like, you should probably still not be volunteering. You are busy with your business. So how does that happen now?
Yes, keep connecting with the community. I still have a lot of community events, I would say, where I get chance to volunteer still sometime. Oh. And I volunteer my staff as well. Along with me. Obviously I pay my staff, but you know, so these are the community events with the those are the people who helped me to when I had nothing, when I just saw this dream. So these are the people in the community who inspire me, who help me, who support me. So till now, that's why that I also feel it is my social responsibility to help them wherever I can. For example, I have this fanfare events as a event industry. So there are a lot of events happening in our Indian community. For example, I was in last weekend, I was in a big Selvan Holi event. And tomorrow also, I'm doing a big Kiwi Indian Excellence Award happening first time in Christchurch. So there are going to be a lot of politicians, ministers. So this is what I'm trying to give back to my community, whatever I get from them. So there are a lot of community organization which time to time communicate with me, ask me to help in the event. So that's how I give back to the community. I have achieved this. Definitely sometime I charge them sometime, but it's also a means of help them in a way, whatever way I can do. I try to be there for my community.
Nice. So good luck for the event tomorrow.
Yes, it's a big event. Finger crossed.
And how big is the audience or the people attending it?
So actually, this is like kind of a corporate event. So they have limited, and they are doing it first time. So they have limited, it's kind of like a invitation event. So it's 100 people at the moment, but I heard there are a lot of big, I can't disclose at the moment, but there are ministers from different parties are coming. So it's like kind of big achievement associating with these events where people just choose you. So it's kind of big. I feel very proud. Maybe it's very small for other people, but it's very big for me. In life. So let's see what happened tomorrow.
So that makes you that is lovely, because if they recognize that you are one of those leading business people from the Indian community here in New Zealand, that is so lovely. Yes, that's an achievement. That's a very big achievement, isn't it?
Yes, good. Which comes with a lot of hard work and support again.
So I guess one question that I always have with, ethnic minorities who come to New Zealand and want to start their own business, what challenges they experienced when they came to, they started setting up their business. Did you experience any challenges when you started Fanfare?
Yes, absolutely. I will talk about past challenges. But the challenge which I'm still struggling to do, what I really want to do is to prove yourself among other businesses, other communities, especially Kiwi people, to prove yourself to them. Because as a business, you don't want to limit yourself just to Indians or Asians you want to work with everyone. But the biggest challenge being here, I think, is to prove yourself to Kiwis, to get the work from them. I think there is a lot of programs. There is still a lot of things are happening in our community. A lot of organization doing a lot of things. Government is doing a lot of things, I can see. But there is still a gap where I would say we have to prove that what they say, we are one of them. I think as a businesswoman, and I'm sure I have talked to other people, other businesses from different communities as well, they face the same. And sometimes it is like I feel it's very sad that even we have so much potential, me or other people, other businesswomen or other people have potential, but we some people think they just limit it to being okay, we just will do business in Indian community only, because
all right,
we don't think other people know our worth, understand our worth. So I think that is the biggest challenge, where still we don't have that common platform where people, other communities don't understand. They just feel, maybe they are comfortable, or they think, whatever the reason, they feel, okay, this is the Kiwi. Okay, we should go with this Kiwi business. This is Indian, you know. So I would say, yeah, that's the biggest challenge. But I luckily, from last year, I've been working with a lot of different communities, Samoan, Maoris, Kiwis also. But that will, I think that's the my target. That will take me a number of more years to enter into their market and prove myself. So I have to, I always keep polishing myself. I'm always keep, you know, this is in me, what I'm doing wrong, why I'm not getting there. So that also is like of kind of inspiration or my motivation. No, I will get there one day. they will understand my worth. So I think that is actually, I'm sure there are a lot of other people who think like this, who might have faced this problem. But yes, there is this gap between us and them, still there.
And I guess that would be something that many ethnic businesses would be facing.
Yes.
They cater only to their communities, or they are only able to cater to their communities or the similar communities, and not be available for all of New Zealand.
Yes. I would say I also feel that a lot of Asian or migrant communities, they have potential, but they would limit themselves because they feel it's more comfortable to work in on community. Okay. They might have tried it once, twice, but then you go there, you feel, you get that stranger feeling. And then you decide, okay, no, I'm getting here what I want. Okay. So I think that might be true with a lot of people, a lot of business, other migrant businesses who just decided, okay, let's limit yourself, because this is where we are working. And you have to be, I think, someone who has to be very like me. No, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep trying unless they understand it. You have to be very passionate. You have to be, this is not right. I am not accepting it. I am someone, and they should understand my worth. No, I won't accept this. So you should have that in you. If you know you want to keep trying.
Yeah, so persistence.
That's the word. So I think I will be, but I definitely hope one day, you know, we are definitely one. We all are one. This will be true. A lot of efforts are being happening at the moment, which were not there in the past. A lot has been done by government also, but still there is
work. Business.
Yes, there is a lot of work to do. Yep. And I think this connecting businesses, different community businesses, as a concept, I don't think so. It's very new. It's not happening. I don't think any Kiwi business think, okay, let's go and talk to this Indian business. They are doing good, or, you know, nothing, no program or nothing has been happening at the moment to connect them. So, yeah. So that's
good point there. Biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. So
maybe you can start something.
Yes. We can start something, Silky. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. We would love to work where, you know, something, the problem which we faced, main aim should be problems which I faced. My future generation should not.
Yes.
You know, that, yes. So they should not be thinking twice to work with anyone in the community. They have potential. Okay. They should go, and that should be our environment. That should be the our people. That should be a welcoming. Now that's how, then we will say, yes, this is truly, New Zealand is a multicultural country where everyone is welcomed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. So that's the aim.
Yeah, nice. So far, what do you think has been your biggest achievement with Fanfare?
Right. So my biggest achievement is, which I think personally is my very big achievement, is my parents coming here, seeing that proud and in their eyes. So I tell you, which makes me really proud of myself, that's my biggest achievement. I took them to when they come here last year. And so everyone, I'm associated with a lot of Indian events, everyone was inviting us. And so we went to this restaurant, and as soon as we enter, and my parents were with me, I took them first time there. And they went, oh, you are from Fanfare Events, and let us know anytime when you are doing events, your staff is there, give us, you know, they were like, they want to work with me. A lot of businesses, a lot of people want to work with me. They call me. And so that's your achievement, when people want to see something in you and they want to associate it with you. And my parents were there, and I see in their eyes, my mom is getting emotional. So I think making my parents proud, and the dream which I show them, oh, it's, if I go abroad, I will do this, this, this. And I have accomplished that. And and then all these businesses, all these people who want to work with you, it's a big thing. They have been here from more years than me, like 20, 30 years. But they contact you. They want you to be part of their work, part of their events. So that's a big accomplishment for me. Yeah, and nice. Yeah, looking forward for more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So coming to my, just mindful of time. Coming to my last question. So if you were to give any advice to anyone from ethnic minority backgrounds who were going to start a business, what would that advice be?
My advice would be, first thing which I see at the moment, don't just copy anyone. Don't think that business is working and I will just start the business. Don't just do that. Sit back, evaluate everything, evaluate the what you really want to do, and then make a sheet and see what are the pros and cons of this. Am I good in this? Am I really want to do this? Will I be enjoy it long run? Or I'm just starting it just because my friend has started it? Because that's happening a lot in our these days. So that's my advice. Just don't copy anyone. Don't just to show off people do something. Just sit back, see what's your worth, what you really want to do in life, and you will enjoy it. Will you be happy in doing what you are doing? Then you start that business. Then you go for it. Because if you are not happy in something, that's not, don't matter at all. So your happiness is first. You can take that stress. You can, because being business person is businesswoman, businessman is not easy. It's a bed of roses, bed of thorns,
and roses. Okay,
both. And roses. Yes, both, of course.
Oh,
but yes, so that's my advice. Don't copy. Don't show just to show off, because in our Indian thing, it's very common to show off. So it's yes. So I would say just and take little step. You have to be patient. You're not gonna get everything in one day. You have to be very patient. Sit back, see if something goes wrong, why it goes wrong. So, yeah, that would be my advice. Evaluate everything before you take a big step. Think twice. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Silky. I love that conversation. And, you know, you inspire a lot of women. I can tell you that much. Even though you get inspired by some, you also inspire a lot. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And I would like to say thank you. Thank you to you. You are actually the big source of inspiration for all of us. And you are doing great. The way you do, I don't know how you do so much altogether. And again, and also I keep looking at you, your quotes and inspiring quotes. So that as a, I think, biggest our aim is here being a good human being. So that's the biggest priority of all of us. That helped me. I think seeing your quotes helped me to do that. So you are also thank you to you for being so nice and wonderful human being and inspiration to a lot of women out there.
Thank you for those kind words.
You've been listening to Colors of Courage on Plains FM 96.9. Join me again for the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's show, follow Lady Khadija Trust on Facebook and make sure to like and subscribe to Colors of Courage on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to never miss a show. You can find past episodes on plainsfm.org.nz. Tune in on the first Monday of the month at 12 p.m. for more amazing stories from Canterbury's ethnic social entrepreneurs. Only on Plains FM 96.9.